What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health has registered 3,244 new cases of COVID-19 and 4 deaths in the last 24 hours. According to the figures released by the health authorities, one from a previous date is added to the 4 deaths for a cumulative total now of 8,284 since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020. To date, 15,271 tests were applied and the 3,244 confirmed infections showed a positivity of 21.2%. According to the Ministry of Health, the active cases at the national level are 27,476. Of this number, we have 27,152 in home isolation and 324 that are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 27,116 at home and 36 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized, we have 289 patients in the wards and 35 in the intensive care units. Of the companies that participate in the port activity, one of the ones that has grown the most in the pandemic continues to pay the state the same container movement rate as 8 years ago, despite the fact that there is a contractual commitment to review periodically. The container movement fee that port operating companies pay to the state has not been revised since 2013. The commitment to update is agreed in the addenda of each of the port concession contracts, which were approved as law of the Republic. Well, the delay in updating the rate was made evident when the state renewed the contract with Panama Ports Company a year ago. At that time, part of the agreement between the state and PPC was to review the charge for container movement, but no progress has been reported on that issue. Currently, the operators of the Balboa Cristobal Colón Terminal, that's the Colón Container Terminal, Manzanillo International Terminal and PSA Terminals pay the state, through the Panama Maritime Authority, $12 for each container movement in the ports. It is an important income for the state, if one considers that the 2021, the port terminals mobilized 8.6 million TEUs. This is a unit equivalent to a 20-foot container, a growth of 11.5%. In other words, this fee alone meant that more than $100 million in revenue for the AMP last year. Law 56 of 2008, General of Ports, states that this rate must be established in the contract signed with port operators and its collection must be uniform for all port terminals operating in the country. When the restructuring of the port system began in the 1990s, this fee per container movement was set at $6. The first port concession contract establishing it was signed on the 21st of December in 1993 between the state and the company Motores Internacionales, today Manzanillo International Terminal. Then the rate was adjusted to $9 and later to $12, which is the current charge for all terminals. That is to say that in each of the last two revisions, it increased by $3 per movement. To update this container movement rate, the AMP must rely on the Consumer Price Index published by the Comptroller General of the Republic. The rate update was not made in the governments of former President Ricardo Martinelli or Juan Carlos Varela. The Electoral Court has specified to those who aspire to a popular election position through the independent route the minimum number of signatures they must present the position of President, Mayor, Deputy and Corregimiento representatives ahead of the 2024 elections. The figures were established in the Electoral Bulletin, number 5069-F, which was published last Monday. The document indicates that for the position of president, signatures must be collected at a national level. All those who aspire to that position must have the support of 39,296 citizens. This, based on 2% of the valid votes cast in the last election in 2019 for that position. The process to apply for all positions independently began on Wednesday, the 1st of June, and will run until July the 31st. After this stage, on August the 15th, the race for the search for support for all positions begins, and they can do it until the 31st of July of 2023. In the case of presidential candidates, the three people who collect the largest number of signatures will become candidates. The percentage of signatures for deputy also depends on the valid votes in 2019 in each circuit. The Tribunal Electoral document shows that Panama, West Panama and Bocas del Toro imply the greatest challenge when it comes to seeking signatures, since in the rest of the country, no more than 1,000 are needed. In the Tribunal Electoral Bulletin, the new numbering of the electoral circuits that came into force after the presidential sanction of Law 299 of the 5th of May of this year is taken for granted. The deputies of the independent bench, Juan Diego Vázquez and Gabriel Silva, announced on Tuesday afternoon that they will not seek re-election in the positions of deputies that they hold. In a joint statement, they stressed that in the 2019 campaign, one of their promises was precisely not to seek re-election. Although they were clear that they will not return to the Assembly, neither of them ruled out the possibility of continuing their political careers outside of it, particularly in a local or municipal government position. The decision was not easy, Silva said. We know the particular moment that the country is going through, and we know that in 2024 they are going to be essential elections, he added. However, he assured that the word of politicians must remain, despite these situations. We want to show that the word continues to carry weight, especially when it has to do with public affairs, with politics, said Silva. The authorities of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, are preparing to carry out the first tests of the medical equipment that is being installed in the Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute of the City of Health. Now, according to projections, the institute should be handed over on the 12th of July, and before that date it is planned to test the equipment that is installed in the six operating rooms. For this purpose, progress is being made with checking the electrical and finishing works. Rogelio Robles, project manager of the City of Health, highlighted that the workforce is focused on finalizing the structural finishes and then starting with the installation of the equipment by phases. Currently in the project, we are fitting out of two angiographers and the surgical lights for the surgery rooms. The electrical works are moving fast and they're moving forward. We're doing tests, even in the boilers and the industrial building, which are the heart of this project. They're already being tested, said Robles. On the other hand, it was reported that another of the goals is to enable the electronic clinical file that allows managing and administering the care of patients without papers. The CSS reiterated that the delivery of the National Specialized Institute of Nephrology and the transplantation and the blood bank is scheduled for the 30th of August. It was reported that this medical unit plans to use advanced resources to perform lung transplantation and have made this commitment, and we feel prepared to carry it out, said Alejandro Vanassa, director of CSS's National Organ Transplant Laboratory. The authorities of the CSS and the doctors seek that once the works are ready, the service will begin to be provided in the new facilities. Panama signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the United States. This was to coordinate actions for the conservation of the resources of the Tropical Pacific Marine Corridor, known as CIMAR. According to the Presidency of the Republic, the agreement was signed during the Summit of the Americas and specifies that it consists of the support of the United States to the member countries of the Marine Corridor. That's Costa Rica, Colombia, Ecuador, and Panama. The initiative is aimed at helping these nations achieve their objectives of conservation, management of marine biodiversity, and the sustainable use of marine resources. On behalf of the Panamanian government, the memorandum was signed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erika Moñez. The CIMAR is a triumph of environmental and diplomatic connection. We have turned all the scientific and political efforts to generate an effective conservation of the marine environment, said Moñez. Jose Fernandez, Undersecretary of State for the Economy, Energy and Environment, signed the document on behalf of the United States and stressed that the proposal of the countries that make up the CIMAR is an example of regional collaboration that they are pleased to support. for the benefit of all the planet. It should be noted that this marine corridor is a highly biodiverse conservation area that includes the Cocos Islands in Costa Rica, Coiber in Panama, Melpelo and Gorgona in Colombia, and the Galapagos in Ecuador. They are all protected areas. Likewise, it is important to highlight that the presidents of these four nations signed the Glasgow Declaration at the Climate Change Conference last November, in which they agreed to extend the protection of their territorial waters to 30%, something that Panama had announced in June with the incorporation of the underwater mountain range of Coiber to that category. The government specifies that this memorandum of understanding with the United States government does not affect the cooperation between the members of CIMAR with third countries. And that's about it. There's our look for this morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.